Thanks for checking out the Rascal Flatts How They Remember You EP release special. And the next song that we're going to talk about off the album is Looking Back. And when I got to this song, it really kind of made me feel like you guys are covering the spectrum of emotion through these songs on this EP. I mean, you've got the happy and fallen in love songs, and then you've also got the sad. And this particular song is a heartbreak song. So tell me about Looking Back and putting it on the EP.
The lyric of that song, kind of going to the bar and that kind of heartbreak kind of thing. I think we've all been through it a time or two, you know, in our lives. And that's kind of what I thought of during the song when I was singing it.
You know what it reminded me of?
What?
A favorite song of mine and yours that we used to have years ago, The Time Machine.
Oh,
by Colin Ray.
Yeah, yeah.
Remember, as he sits on the time machine.
Yeah.
It reminded me of that song of being in the bar, going back in time, remembering, you know.
Yeah.
For me, it was a different meaning because we started talking early on about doing a farewell tour. So I started thinking about looking back on our careers, all that I look forward to, because of it took on a new meaning for me, because I'm kind of sentimental anyway. And when in the sadness of what the farewell tour was going to be started sinking in, that song took on a new meaning for me.
Yeah, well, now that kind of took on a new meaning because last year was everybody's farewell tour because there's nobody working this year.
Because 2020 can suck it.
I mean, really. Let's just move on, you know? Gosh.
We're six months in and the world is falling apart.
I definitely agree. But you know what? I actually saw something on the internet where somebody was saying, you know, maybe 2020 isn't the worst year ever. Maybe it's exactly what we needed because we're all so hurried and just, you know, living in our own world and life is kind of passing us by sometimes. And somebody said maybe it's just God's way of resetting our priorities, getting our attention and getting us to kind of get back to living a quality life and being aware of the world around us.
And I think it's true. I truly think it was God's way to get everybody's attention. Like, okay, you guys are continuously, you're missing it. So I'm just going to go ahead and reset it for you, you know? And
what if he already had my attention, though?
Well,
I'm tired of it.
Yeah, he's got it now. Just what we do with it afterwards, I think, is going to be the, you know, do you jump right back into the rat race of, you know, lose yourself?
I think
it'll change yourself. I know now we're all going to be germaphobes.
Yeah, I feel like I should have bought stock in hand sanitizer. But I did want to ask you, Thomas Rhett is one of the writers on this song, Looking Back. And so I'm curious, do you guys know who the writers are when you're listening to a demo? Or do you try not to find out so that you can kind of listen to it with an unbiased opinion and just make your decision strictly on the song and not who the writer was?
That's a great question. What I like to try to do is not be skewed by the writers that are on it. So I find out afterward.
Me too.
I like to just listen with no filter on it and go, that's a great song. I don't care who wrote it. So it doesn't really matter to us, I think, at the end of the day, who writes a song. Obviously, there have been writers throughout our career that have written more than others. That's because it's a testament to what kind of genius writers they are. But I don't like to be clouded by knowing who's on it at first. Now, after we cut it, I like to find out, but certainly not in the beginning stages.
Yeah.
Well, once they decided to cut it, the guys in Rascal Flatts found out this one was co-written by Thomas Rhett, his dad, Rhett Akins, also Ashley Gourley and Jesse Frazier, and it is on their How They Remember You EP. This is Looking Back.